ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम्, देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयं वीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तमा श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम सेवेंथ कांटो चैप्टर 9। प्रह्लाद पासिफाइज द लॉर्ड विथ प्रेयर्स। टेक्स्ट 48। तुम वायुरग्निरवनिर्वियदम्बु मात्रा प्राणेन्द्रियाणि हृदयं चित् अनुग्रहश्च सर्वं त्वमेव सगुण विगुणश्च भूमन् नान्यत्वदस्ति अपि मनो वचसा निरुक्तम्। त्वं वायुरग्निरवनिर्वियदम्बु मात्रा प्राणेन्द्रियाणि हृदयं चित् अनुग्रहश्च सर्वं त्वम् एव सगुण विगुणश्च भूमन् नान्यत्वदस्ति अपि मनो वचसा निरुक्तम्। त्वं वायुरग्निरवनिर्वियदम्बु मात्रा प्राणेन्द्रियाणि हृदयं चिदनुग्रहश्च सर्वं त्वम् एव सगुण विगुणश्च भूमान् नान्यत् त्वदस्ति अपि मनो वचसा निरुक्तम्। वर्ड मीनिंग तोम यू वायु एयर अग्नि फायर अवनि अर्थ बियत स्काई अम्बु वाटर मात्रा द सेंस ऑब्जेक्ट्स प्राण द लाइफ एयर्स इंद्रियाणि द सेंसेस हृदयम द माइंड चित कॉन्शियसनेस अनुग्रह च एंड फॉल्स ईगो और द डेमिगर्स sarvam, everything, tom, you, eva, only, sagunaha, material nature with its three modes, vigunaha, the spiritual spark, the super soul, which are beyond material nature. Cha, end. Bhuman, O my great Lord, na, not. Anyat, other. Tvat, then. You, asti, this. Api, although. Manaha, vachasa, by mind and words. Niruktam, everything manifested. Translation and purport by Divine Grace, Abhay Charana Arvind Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. O Supreme Lord, you are actually the air, the earth, fire, sky and water. You are the objects of sense perception, the life airs, the five senses, the mind, consciousness and false ego. Indeed, you are everything, subtle and gross. The material elements and everything expressed either by the words or by the mind are nothing but you. Please repeat. O Supreme Lord,
O Supreme Lord,
you are actually
the air,
the earth,
fire,
sky, and water. You are the objects of sense perception, the life airs, the five senses, the mind, consciousness, and false ego. Indeed, you are everything, subtle and gross. The material elements and anything expressed either by the words or by the mind are nothing but you. Purport. This is the all-pervasive conception of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, which explains how He spreads everywhere and anywhere. Sarvam khalu idam brahma. Everything is Brahman, the Supreme Brahman, Krishna. Nothing exists without Him. As the Lord says in Bhagavad Gita 9.4, Maya tatam idam sarvam jagat abhyakta murtinam matsthani sarvabhutani nachaham tesu avasthitah. I exist everywhere and everything exists in me, yet I am not visible everywhere. The Lord can be visible only through devotional service. Tatra tisthami narada jatra gayanti madbhaktah. The Supreme Lord says, only where His devotees chants His glories. Hare Krishna. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Sailakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurubhe Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam rupah kadamahyam dadati so padantikam bande aham sri guru sri juta padakamalam sri guru vaishnambhamscha sri rupam sagrajatam sahagana raghunathanitam tam sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakha Nitanscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namini नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामिने गौरतिशे नमः। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये। वंचा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। तुम वायुरग्निरवनीर वियदंबु मात्रा प्राणेन्द्रियाणि हृदयं चिद अनुग्रहश्च सर्वं त्वम् एव सगुण विगुणश्च भूमान् नान्यत्वद् अस्ति अपि मन वचसा निरुक्तम्। ओ सुप्रीम लॉर्ड यू आर एक्चुअली द एयर द अर्थ फायर स्काई एंड वाटर। यू आर द ऑब्जेक्ट्स ऑफ सेंस परसेप्शन द लाइफ एयर्स द फाइव सेंसेस द माइंड कॉन्शियसनेस एंड फॉल्स ईगो। Indeed, you are everything subtle and gross. The material elements and anything expressed, either by the words or by the mind, are nothing but you. So this chapter is about how Prahlad pacifies the Lord with prayers. Prahlad Maharaj's prayer to Nrisimhadev, very famous chapter, because Srila Prabhupada is always in the mood of Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj has a preaching mood, Goshthyanandi mood, just like previous verses. That is Prahlad Maharaj telling, Prayana Deva Munaya Sobhimukti Kama Maunam Charanti Vijane Naparartha Nishtha नैतान विहाय कृपणान विमुमुख्य एको नान्यम तोदस्य शरणम भ्रमत अनुपश्ये। माय डियर लॉर्ड नृसिंहदेव, आई सी दैट देर आर मेनी सेंटली पर्सन्स इन डिट, बट दे आर इंटरेस्टेड ओनली इन देयर ओन डिलीवरेंस, नॉट केयरिंग फॉर द बिग सिटीज एंड टाउन्स। दे गो टू हिमालयस or the forest to meditate with vows of silence, mauna vrata. They are not interested in delivering others as far as me. However, I do not wish to be liberated alone, leaving aside all the poor fools and rascals. I know that without Krishna consciousness, without taking shelter of your lotus feet, one cannot be happy. Therefore, I wish to bring them back to shelter at your lotus feet. So Prahlad Maharaj, when you reading this chapter, you should always keeping what is the mood of Prahlad Maharaj. He want to deliver all the living entities. He want to send all the living entities to back to Godhead. So a Uttama Vaishnava, and Prahlad Maharaj is such an exalted devotee, even above all the demigods. Before Prahlad Maharaj's prayer, who prayed? Rudra, Brahma, Indra, 33 close up the demigods, all demigods, they prayed. All the rishis, sages, they all prayed, including Vishnu Dutas also. They all prayed to Nrisimhadev to pacify him. But he was not pacified. He was just shouting like a lion, roaring. It looks like the entire the creation would be devastated. Everything will be destroyed. So, but that when everyone was in failure, so Brahma looks to Prahlad. He just asked to look Prahlad. He told, even Lakshmi also. Lakshmi also prayed, but Lakshmi just saw this furious form of Nrisimhadev. And she told, now I cannot go. Forget it, I cannot go. I never seen such a furious form, such angry mood of my husband. She just she thought that if now I go near, maybe get a slap. She just run away. So finally there Brahma called Prahlad. Told Prahlad, this incarnation of the God is for you, to protect you. So please, you pacify the Lord. Prahlad was how many years old? 5 years old boy. Brahma gave him a garland and he was fearless. Just took garland and just go to prayer, just front of prayer, just Nrisimhadev saw Prahlad is coming. He became very affectionate. Father, like a father, very affectionate to his own own child. He just pacified. So Prahlad was such an exalted devotee. When we were discussing prayers of Prahlad, we could see Prahlad is how he is an exalted devotee. So dear devotee to Krishna. So Prahlad is, when a devotee is in such an exalted position, Uttama Vaishnava, then he sees Krishna everywhere. Sthavara jangama dekhe, na dekhe tar murti, sarvatra haye tar ishtadeva spurti. He may see, whatever he is seeing, he see only what? His ishta, he is a worshipable Lord. Everywhere, just like you already read the previous chapter when Nrisimhadev just killed Hiranyakashipu. Before Hiranyakashipu died, then he was telling Prahlad, why are you looking at your Lord? Where is that Vishnu stays? He's in this pillar. He's everywhere. Lord told, Prahlad told, yes, Father, my Lord is everywhere. He presents everywhere. Why he not in this pillar? He told, yes, he's also in pillar. So came out from pillar and then he tear the body of Hiranyakashipu. So let's say Uttama Vaishnava, just like in 6th chapter of Gita also, 30, verse number 30. Yomang pasyati sarvatra sarvancha mai pasyati tasyahang na pranasyami sacha mena pranasyati. A person who sees everywhere Lord, everywhere, presence of Lord everywhere and also sees everything in Lord. Such a person, Krishna is telling, he never lost. Never lost. He always protected by Krishna. And specifically this chapter is, this section of Bhagavatam is discussed, is going on about how Krishna protects his devotees. Posana. Among the 10 topics of Bhagavatam, this one topic is posana. So, ata swarga visargascha posana sthanam utaya. Like one topic is posana. How he gives protection to his devotees. How he protects his devotees. So, here Prahlad Maharaj protected by Nrisimhadev. Then Prahlad is also praying to the Supreme Lord. So, he sees everywhere. This is the one of the symptoms of Uttama Vaishnava. He sees Krishna everywhere. Andantarastha paramanu chayantarastham. He sees Krishna everywhere. So, in this particular verse, he is telling about his all, just Prabhupada is telling, is all pervasive conception of Supreme Personality of Godhead. That he is everywhere. Whatever we see, that is, in one sense, everything is Supreme Lord. Like Idam Khalu, Prabhupada quoted this verse, the Vedic verse. Sarvam Khalu Idam Brahma. Everywhere, Brahma, presence of Brahma is everywhere. So that's why the Mayavadi told, God is everywhere. So you also God, I am also. Everyone is God. God is everywhere. But God is everywhere and God is also not everywhere. Just like Prabhupada is quoting the verse, Maya tatam idam sarvam jagat abhyakta murtina matsthani sarvabhutani nachaham tesu avasthita. I exist everywhere, Krishna is telling. That is in a 9th chapter, 4th verse. Krishna is telling, I exist everywhere and everything exists in me. Yet, I am not there. I am not visible. That means I am not visible everywhere. Though Krishna is everywhere, but everyone cannot see him. Krishna is everywhere, but everyone, because in order to see Krishna, you must have certain qualification. That's why Krishna told, who can see me? Bhaktiyaman abhijananti javancha smata tattvataha. So only devotee can understand Krishna. The others like karmi, jnani, yogi, and what is to speak about the demoniac persons. They cannot see Krishna. Because to see Krishna, the first qualification is telling that you must be a devotee. You must have eye of devotion. And in that eye of devotion, you must be anointed with prema, with love. Then you can see. Many people say, coming, seeing Krishna, Balaram, Radhesyam, Gaurnita. What are they thinking? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu seeing Jagannath and some ordinary person seeing Jagannath. There difference or not?
Yes.
Goswami is there seeing Radha Govinda, Rupa Goswami seeing Radha Govinda, or Sanatana Goswami seeing Madan Mohan, or the Goswami seeing Gopinath, and we are seeing there in common people. What is about common people? They seeing. What is the difference?
Prema. Love of God. Prema.
If some Mayavadi sannyasi came, then she, then what is it? Oh, this is marble statue. Some innocent person, just like the general public, he saw. So he also thinking. Was thinking, okay, nice. Decoration, nice, okay. Like that. Good. Nice decoration. So if some, then devotee says, what a devotee says?
Krishna.
She's Krishna. There's no difference between his archavigraha and Krishna himself. That is only, who could realize this? Only a devotee could realize this. General public cannot. They are not in that stage. So that's why Prabhupada in a small purport, but he is telling that the Lord can be visible only through devotional service. A pure devotee can see the Supreme Lord. Tatra tishthami narada jatra gayanti madhbhakta. Lord, I am staying always in that place where my devotees getting together and they glorifying me. They chanting my holy names. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. The Supreme Lord says, only where the devotees chant his glories. He stays there. Though he is staying everywhere, but he is also staying in temple. So the Mayavadis, they say that the Supreme Lord, the Brahman is everywhere, but except temple. If he is everywhere, why not in temple? He is all pervading and he is staying everywhere, then he is also staying in temple. Why not in temple? He is everywhere. And so Mayavadi started, because he was expanding everywhere, so he has no he has no form, he has no what quality. They don't believe about Lord's form, quality and his pastimes. They don't believe. So But we know the Lord is also have his own form. He in his Brahman, just like the Supreme Truth has three features, Brahman, Paramatma and Bhagavan. So as Brahman, he is all pervading, he is everywhere. Without his existence, nothing can exist. Without Krishna, there nothing can exist. He is everywhere. Because his presence, everything exists here. But same time, he is also as Paramatma, he enters everyone, every atom, everyone's heart. He is also Paramatma is Kiradaka Sai Vishnu, the expansion of Krishna. He is also as Paramatma, he is everywhere. But same time he is a Bhagavan, Supreme Personality of Godhead. Who? Iswaraha Parama Krishna. Sachidananda Vigraha Anadiradir Govinda Sarvakarana Karana. So as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is also staying in his own abode, Goloka Vrindavan. He is also there. He is personally also staying there. So Krishna has different features and he is different according to the our understanding, he reciprocates. Someone thinks, okay, Krishna is Brahman, he is all pervading. Okay, that's okay, fine. If someone says, no, he is everyone's heart, as Paramatma, it's also okay. But this realization is only what? Partial realization, the full realization, this devotee, he knows, he has the full knowledge. He knows Krishna is staying in his own abode in Goloka Vrindavan, a Supreme Personality of Godhead, and his expansion, Kiradaka Sai Vishnu, is as Paramatma, he is everyone's heart. And he is also Brahmanahi Pratistha Aham. Krishna is telling he is also Brahman. This the Brahman platform, he is also all pervading. He is also everywhere. One sense he is everywhere. But Krishna is telling, though I am everywhere and everything exists in me, yet I am not there. In one he is this is called Achintya Bheda Abheda Tattva. He's telling that I am everywhere and everything exists in me, yet I am not in them. Why is it not? Because I am not visible everywhere, because everyone cannot see me. So when the people cannot see, they think no, there is no God. But to see God, you must have some qualification, like Prahlad. Prahlad, what is his qualification? Why he saw Narasimha Dev in the pillar, but Hiranyakashipu cannot see? Why? What is means by devotee? What is the qualification? What is the favorable? What is the definition of a devotee? He is quoting from Rupa Goswami. Anyabhilashita sunyam jnana karmadi anavritam anukulyena krishna anusilanam anukulyena krishna anusilanam bhaktir uttama. This is uttam bhakti. That means jnana karmadi anavritam, karma and jnana. The karmi peoples, they want sense gratification. And even they also worship the Supreme Lord, but still they have some desire for sense gratification. And jnanis, they want
knowledge.
They want liberation. They want liberation. But such peoples, those who are jnanis, Krishna is telling, bahunang janmanamante. Jnanavan man prapadyate vasudeva sarvamiti samahatma sudullava. Such knowledgeable persons, they know that I am not this body, I am soul, I am Brahman, I am not this body, jagat mitya, Brahman satya. But still these peoples cannot understand Krishna unless they surrender to Krishna. That's why Krishna is telling in concluding verse, in the concluding chapter, few verses, he is telling Sarva dharman paritejya mam ekam saranam braja. So unless you surrender to Krishna, you cannot see him. If you want to see him, then you have to surrender. In Navadip there was a nice brahmachari. One brahmachari was staying in Navadip dham. He was eating only. He not eat any cooked thing. He never speak lie. He only eat milk and banana or some fruit and milk. He never eat any cooked things. He was always in mood of goodness. He never speak lies, never cheats others. He is very very pleased. Everyone in Navadvip respects him. He is very nice brahmachari, nastik brahmachari. But he developed a desire to see the dancing of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Shiva Sangana. So anyhow, those days Mahaprabhu was doing kirtan in a secluded place with his own associates, only very dear associates, not in public. The general public cannot see his dancing. So this brahmachari developed desire to see Mahaprabhu dance. She came in shelter of Srivas Thakur. "Please, please allow me. I have great desire to see the dancing of this Nimai Pandit." Anyhow, Srivas Thakur thought he is a Brahman, he is born in a Brahmana family, in mood of goodness, all good qualities in his character. Let's allow him to. He told in one corner, "You can stand and just see." But that day when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started his kirtan, then he told, "Oh, today I am not getting any ecstasy. Some non-devotee is somewhere here. I am not getting any ecstasy in my dancing." When it like 2-3 times Mahaprabhu told like this, then Srivas Thakur, he could understand, how can I hide anything to Gauranga? So he just disclosed that because the Navadvip brahmachari, he was born in a Brahmana family, he was in mood of goodness, not even eat the cooked things. He's very nice, exalted brahmachari, everyone appreciate him. He never speak lie. He never cheat others. Many good qualities. So he has a great desire to see her dance. So I just allow him to standing in. Mahaprabhu told, "Kick him out. Immediately kick him out. Simply eating banana and milk. Developing some good qualities, one cannot be qualified to see me. He must surrender to me." He has surrendered. Brahmachari was very intelligent. Immediately fell down in feet of Mahaprabhu. "Please." Okay. So unless you surrender to Krishna, you cannot understand Krishna. Because Krishna is telling, who can understand me? "Tesam satata yuktanam bhajatam pritipurvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam jenavam upayantite." Unless Krishna gave him intelligence, how can you understand him? He gives intelligence, and with the help of that intelligence, you can see Krishna. To whom he gave intelligence, he told, "Bhajatam pritipurvakam." So Prabhupada told this bhaj dhatu, this word bhajata, bhajan, is from bhaj dhatu. It means to do some practical service for Krishna. You have to do some practical service for Krishna. If you please Guru Krishna by some practical service, Prabhupada told, two types of people cannot stay in ISKCON. Who are they? Lazy and crazy. Lazy, crazy, they cannot say. You have to do some service and guidance of spiritual master, practical service for Krishna. The preaching moment, you have to go on preaching. So that's why Prahlad Maharaj's teaching is very important. He gives importance on preaching, to preach. He did not want to be deliver himself alone to return back. Nrsingadev told, "Come with me." He told, "No, how can I give left these people, these fools and rascals? I have to follow the footprints of my guru." Who? Narada Muni. He is not sitting always in Golok Vrindavan. He is traveling everywhere. Traveling and preaching. So I have to follow the footsteps of my Guru Maharaj. How can I directly go in a selfish way? So still Prahlad Maharaj still in Sutala Loka with Brali Maharaj. All the Mahajans, they staying in different places, they engaged in devotional service. Brahma, Shiva, Narada, Swayambhu, Narada, Sambhu, Kumara, Kapila, Manu, Prahlada, Janaka, Bhishma, Balir, Bayasaki, Bayam, Jamraj. They are all engaged in devotional service. They are not sitting in Golok Vrindavan. They engaged in devotional service to satisfy the Supreme Lord, equipped up following His instructions. So, Prahlad, they are going on travel. Narada Muni also, Brahma also, they are traveling. In course of their traveling, they one time also came to ISKCON, London. Yes? In course of their traveling, Brahma and Narada, they came to ISKCON, London. to see what is going on. Bhakti Siddhanta, how Bhaktivedanta Swami is preaching. They also came there. Because Prabhupada was giving class, Bhagavatam class, suddenly he just stopped. 10-15 minutes he just start. Just he is seeing something, Yajamas, he is stunned. No one could understand what to do. And after some time, 15 minutes he start talking. Then the devotees ask what is going on. Prabhupada, what happened? Still you did not see. Today in our temple, who came?
Narada Muni
and Brahma. You should keep some exalted seat for them. Sometimes the people's like come also in our temple. So, this preaching moment. So that is a Goshthyanandi moment. This is the, that's why Prahlad Maharaj's teachings is very important. Prabhupada likes many quotes from this chapter. Prabhupada says Prahlad, teachings of Prahlad Maharaj. So, when someone just surrendered like this, when he go on preaching, go on serving the Lord, Sabanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaran, this is a 9 process of devotional service. Any limbs of bhakti, if someone become perfect, then he can see the Supreme Lord. The qualification of to see the Lord is to please him by doing some practical devotional service. Rishikena Rishikesa Sevanam Bhakti Ruchete. Narada Muni says in Pancharatra. Sarvapadhi Binirimukta Tatparatana Nirmalam Rishikena Rishikesa Sevanam Bhakti Ruchete. Upadhi, we have to become free from all material designations. Unless you your consciousness goes above the bodily platform, how can you see? You think I am a man, I am a woman, I am a Brahman, I am a Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra, American, England, I am from England, I am from India, like this. All these designations. As long as we are thinking in this way, no question of seeing the Lord. You have to come to the platform of understanding your own Swarup. Jivera Swarupa Haya Krishnara Nitya Das. I am eternal servant of Krishna. Knowing that, you engaged in his devotional service. The devotees. Servant, so you have to serve. According to guidance of a perfect devotee who is playing the role of spiritual master, you have to follow him, his guidance. Then we go on serving, Krishna will please. When Krishna please, he give you intelligence. We cannot understand Krishna by some material intelligence. No. Krishna gives intelligence, and help of that intelligence you can understand him. Just like a sun, you cannot see sun with the help of some other material lights, whether the halogen balls or many in night. Can you see sun? How can you see sun? How can we see sun? By the help of the sunrise, help of the sunlight you can see sun. Then no other light can help you to see sun. Similarly, if you want to see Krishna, then Krishna gives the qualification, the intelligence to see him. So how can you get that qualification? If you follow the instruction of spiritual master, if you perform pure devotional service. That is Prabhupada is telling. It is only the Lord can be visible only through the devotional service. There is no other way. So devotional service in Vrindavan Das Thakur, in Chaitanya Bhagavata, he says, what is the definition of, simple definition of devotional service? He told, what is our opulence? Dhan. Dhan means?
Wealth.
What is our real wealth? He told, bhakti yoga, bhakti yoga, bhakti yoga, dhan. Our real wealth is perform devotional service unto the Supreme Lord. Bhakti yoga. But what is the meaning of bhakti yoga? Bhakti yoga Krishna nama sravana krandan. Bhakti yoga means when you hear Bhagavatam about the pastimes of Krishna, then tears must flow from your eyes. When you chanting holy name, tears must flow from eyes. It's flowing. Bhagavatam is telling, if someone is chanting Krishna name, holy name, and tears are not flowing from his eyes, then what is his qualification? Which stage he is? His heart is made of steel, iron, iron framed, steel framed. heart. So we are so all like that. We're chanting Krishna's name, but they know. No tear is coming. Mahaprabhu told, Nayanad galad asrudharaya badanam gadgada ruddhaya gira pulakair nichitang vapuhu kada taba nama grahane bhavishyati. And when we come to that stage, then you can see Krishna. Mahaprabhu was in that stage. So he was in Jagannath temple, he was seeing Jagannath, then he is seeing him as a Brajendra Nandan. None different from Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj. So we have to come to that platform. Otherwise you cannot see. Even if we are in garb of devotee, we have tilak, kanti, everything. But unless we come to that platform, unless we develop the pure love of Godhead, then no question of seeing Krishna. So we have to come to that platform. That's why there are stages. Adav saddha, tata sadhu sangha, bhajana kriya, anartha nibruti, nishtha, ruchi, asakti, then bhava. When you come to the bhava platform, then tears will come. Stage is there. So we have to come, we have to develop ourselves in the path of devotional service. Still we have so many anarthas. We have anartha, even not we anartha nibruti is not, we have not crossed that stage. Anartha nibruti, every stage has some anarthas, but still we have to come up. In order to the tears flow in from our eyes, we must chant holy name without offenses. Navavidha bhakti. This is then taramadhye sarvasrestha nama sankirtan niraparadhe nama laile paaye prema dhan. You can achieve prema dhan if you chant holy name without offenses. Because in this age of Kali there is no other way. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama Iva Kevalam. Kalo Naste Iva, Naste Iva, Naste Iva Gatiranyatha. There is no other way. Why are you reading Bhagavatam? To know that. Kalo Dosa Nidhe Rajan Astihi Eka Mahan Guna. Mahan Guna Kirtana Deva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Parangrajit. So, to know this, Bhagavatam is for that. Nama Sankirtana Jasya Sarva Papa Pranasanam. The concluding line of Bhagavatam telling. So that's why in this age we cannot do other things like austerities, like in Dhruva Maharaj did in Satya Yuga. Or big jagyans like in Trataya Rameswaram, or Lord Ramachandra performed, or some big dakhyas. There are so many people performed jagya. We cannot worship deity also perfectly in Kali Yuga. This is not Kali Yuga now. It is Yuga Sandhya. That's why still the Dwapara Yuga's dharma, worshipping deity, is still there. It's going on. But the real dharma for this age is chanting holy name of the Lord. Kritecha dhyayata Vishnu tretayang jajate makhai dwaparang paricharjayam kalautat hari kirtanat. We are chanting the holy name because the holy name and the Krishna, there is no difference. Nama chinta mani Krishna chaitanya rasavigraha purna suddha nitya mukta abhirnatvam nama namina. There is no difference between two. We are chanting name, but we are not seeing the person. If you chant offenselessly, then you can see. When you are calling someone, he will be present. He will come, you can see him. So that's why in the age of Kali, we have to chant offenselessly. To see the Supreme Lord, you chant offenselessly. That is the... But we are chanting many, many lifetimes. And that's why we tell, Bahu Janma Kali Jadi Sabana Kirtan Tabuta Napaye Krishna Pade Premadhan. You may chanting the holy name from the many, many lifetimes. But if you are infested with 10 offenses, then no question of seeing the Lord. Chant, you call the Lord without any offenses, with pure heart, then you will present, you can see him. First we see his form, nama, then rupa. When chant, then first you see rupa, his form, then guna, his qualities, then lila, his pastimes. Everything in name. जैसे भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर यूज टू से नाम अभिनवार किछु तो नहीं चौदह भुवन माझे फोर्टीन वर्ल्ड नथिंग मोर है प्रेसियस नथिंग मोर वैल्युएबल थिंग देन होली नेम सिंपली चांट होली नेम बी हैप्पी चांट हरे कृष्ण एंड बी हैप्पी बट चांट हरे कृष्ण विदाउट ऑफेंसेस दैट इज द प्रॉब्लम वी चांट ऑफेंसेस विदाउट ऑफेंस देन एवरीथिंग विल बी पॉसिबल हाउ कैन वी चांट होली नेम विदाउट ऑफेंसेस वेयर हाउ कैन वी स्टार्ट इट टू चांट होली नेम सो भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर इज टेलिंग इन टेन आफ्टर टेन ऑफेंस डिस्क्राइबिंग दिस टेन ऑफेंसेस देन ही टेलिंग इलेवेंथ ऑफेंस व्हाट इज दिस इन अटेंटिव चांटिंग व्हेन यू चांटिंग चांट अटेंटिवली नाउ इट इज माया ऑल्सो इन्वेंटेड वन इंस्ट्रूमेंट व्हाट मोबाइल आईफोन जब यू कीपिंग माई आईफोन देन अगेन इमीडिएटली दिस दिस इज ऑल्सो लाइक योर बेबी यू क्राई देन यू गो टेक मोबाइल एंड गो आउट ऑफ क्लास नहीं सर चांटिंग गोस सो दिस इज नॉट यू मस्ट बी स्टॉप ऑल अदर बिजनेस वेन यू चांटिंग योर होली नेम नो यू शुड नॉट थिंक एनीथिंग इज एमरजेंसी मोर देन चांटिंग होली नेम शुड थिंक दैट दिस इज द मोस्ट इंपॉर्टेंट टाइम इन आई हैव टू चांट होली नेम्स विदाउट एनी ऑफेंस विदाउट एनी वट विदाउट एनी डिस्टर्ब स्टेज और नॉट यू चांट इट वेरी अटेंटिवली हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे देन गौरांग एपियर्ड ही एपियर्ड इन कीर्तन ऑफ नरोत्तम दास ठाकुर इन खेतुरी इन खेतुरी नरोत्तम दास ठाकुर वॉज लीडिंग द कीर्तन एंड थाउजेंड्स डिवोटीज दे आर ऑल चांटिंग डांसिंग देन दे एपियर्ड दे ऑल्सो एपियर्ड जो गौरांग देश पंचतत्व दे एपियर्ड इन मिडल ऑफ कीर्तन दे अगेन स्टार्टेड चांटिंग डांसिंग विथ एवरी वन दे सॉ गौरांग They saw Nityananda, Advaita Gadadhara Sivas, they saw everyone. So that is, we must chant holy name without offenses. Then we can see the Lord. That's why Prabhupada is writing, the Lord can be seen visible only through the devotional service. Lord can only, the karmis, jnanis, yogis, they cannot see the Supreme Lord. Panthastu koti satavatsara sampragamya bayo rathapi manasa munipungavanam. Maybe they're trying to catch the lotus feet of Krishna. See the lotus feet of Krishna, the great yogis. Crores and crores of millions of years they're meditating. Still they cannot see the Lord, the lotus feet. But a devotee, who has no material desire, bhukti, mukti, siddhi, kami, sakali, asant. कृष्ण भक्त निष्काम अतएव शांत द प्योर डिवोटी हैज नो मेटेरियल डिजायर ही हैज ओनली डिजायर टू सर्व द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड दैट इज द ओनली डिजायर ही हैज नो अदर डिजायर यू डोंट थिंक फॉर अदर्स फॉर हिमसेल्फ हाउ ग्रैटिफाई माई सेंसेस नॉट लाइक दैट सो दैट्स व्हाई वी सी हाउ प्रभुपाद ही सेक्रीफाइज एवरीथिंग फॉर कृष्ण He is Krishna Kripa Smriti, he is the divine grace. So that is the ultimate goal of life. Ramananda Rai told to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu what is the goal of he told? Krishna Bhakta, he that person is most glorious. Krishna Bhakta Boli Jahara Hai Khyati. There's so many glorious persons, but who is the topmost glorious person? Krishna Bhakta Boli Jara Hai Khyati. A person who is glorified as a devotee of Krishna. So Prabhupada has that glorified. He is glorified all over the Ebe Jasa Ghusuka Tribhuvana in three world, everywhere his glory is spread. So that's why this is the goal. So you have to become pure devotee. If you want to see Krishna, then you become a pure devotee. Krishna is everywhere. You can see Krishna like Prahlad Maharaj. He is everywhere. We can see. But we must have that qualification. In the age of Kali, we must chant holy name without offenses. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. So any question or comment? Yes. Yes. So holy name, is Haridas Thakur doing devotional service or not? What are you doing, Haridas Thakur? 24 hours you are sitting and chanting. This is the topmost devotional service. But if you come to the stage, eh? No. Are dustaman tumi kisera? Vaishnava. Pratishthara bhare nirjanara ghare tabo harinama kevala kaitava. This is cheating. You cannot become like Haridas Thakur. You simply cheating, eh? So you cannot go to imitate someone. You have to follow his footprints. We have to anukarana, not anukarana, anusarana. You have to follow his footprints, his instructions. You cannot imitate. So you cannot jump over your spiritual master and go to Haridas. Not that like that. You have to come through parampara. Yes. Yes, Haridas Thakur not only chanting, he is the first Sankirtan devotee. Mahaprabhu sent first Haridas Thakur and Nityananda. Go door to door and preach. Bolo Krishna, bhaja Krishna, karo Krishna sikhya. Who is the first preacher? Haridas Thakur. He is not only just chanting, he was dancing in Rath Yatra. Who is dancing in front of Jagannath, the principal dancers? He is also one of the dancers. Haridas Thakur. What is their 3 lakh name that day? When he was dancing in Rath Yatra in front of Jagannath, then where is the 3 lakh name? So a practical service you have to do. Mahaprabhu also engage him in service sometimes. So not just imitate. This is not possible. We cannot chant 3 lakh names. 25 rounds if you tell in Ekadasi, there is a great problem. Prabhupada told that. In the beginning, when Western world, he told 64 rounds. I don't know, it is not possible. 8 hours? No. 32 rounds also, after 1 week he come back, told, it is also not possible. That's why Prabhupada told, 16 round minimum. It's minimum, 16 round. Big thing not chant how many, but how quality. How you avoiding offenses or not. What is the qualification, what is the symptoms of a Uttama Vaishnava, Rupa Goswami is telling? Yes. Ninda adi sunya hrudaya ipsita sangalabdhva. He associate with that Vaishnava who is ninda adi sunya. He never criticize others. Nirbhansara, his heart is pure. He never criticize others. He never see faults others. You may be someone chanting 2 lakh names in Radhakund, but you go, oh, this is Iskandivadis. They cannot even return back to Godhead. They are fools. They chant. So this is blasphemy. He is just. There is no question of blasphemy in a Vaishnava dictionary. Mahaprabhu told, Jara Mukhe, Ekavara Suni Krishnanam, Seita Vaishnava Kara Tahara Pranam, Tahara Samman. If once you see someone chanting Hare Krishna, you give him respect within in your mind, at least. But if there's someone chanting 2 lakh, but you go, then immediately he hate you. So what is this? Even so, they're chanting. Holy name. So, this discrimination is in media, in a which person, which platform? Medial platform. You have to cast, we associate with devotees, you accept Krishna as Supreme Personality of Godhead, associate with devotees, avoid non devotees, preach to the innocent. That is the qualities of a Madhyama Bhakta. The Uttama Bhakta, he never sees any defect anywhere. So he can deliver even the most degraded person. Who? Uttama Vaishnava. Prabhupada could degrade this everyone who is there. But not every, it is not possible for others. So Uttama Vaishnava like Narada Muni or Srila Prabhupada, he is considered sometimes as Narada Muni in the modern age. They can deliver everything, whether Mega Murgari or Dasyu Ratnakar or anything, Jagai Madhai, whoever maybe. But it is not possible for a Madhyam Vaishnava. Madhyam Vaishnava, one cannot artificially jump to the Uttam platform also. It automatically come. Your thoughts developed in that stage. But now, you have, if you are Madhyam, then you have to see like that. You cannot jump to become a Uttam Vaishnava. So, that compassion, Prabhupada wrote in the end of every letter, you are ever well wisher. If you imitate that, you write, you are ever well, sir, no one will believe. Everyone told this is cheater. Cheating, Still you have discrimination. Prabhupada sometimes chastised. The chastisement is out of love, compassion, like Prahlad Maharaj is telling. The fools and rascals, they don't know anything because of compassion. We don't develop that compassion, then we think we can chastise someone. He will not accept that chastisement. Cannot imitate Mahabhagavatas. They are in different platform. Okay. Hare Krishna. Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.